Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. This episode covers Mallinckrodt, Incorporated versus Commissioner, a 1985 case that defines the losing end of the partition argument. Mallinckrodt operated an industrial facility. Inside that facility, the company installed non-load-bearing gypsum drywall partitions. These walls ran from the floor all the way up to a false ceiling. They were permanently attached. If you tried to remove them, you would cause substantial damage. And once removed, they could not be reused. Mallinckrodt argued these partitions qualified as personal property, which would let the company write them off faster than the 39-year building schedule. The tax court rejected that argument. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals agreed in 1985. To understand why this matters, you need to know about two earlier cases that went the other way. In Minot Federal, a savings and loan installed pre-manufactured partition systems as room dividers. Those partitions could be moved, relocated, and reused. The court said they were personal property. In King Radio, a company used ceiling height partitions and movable partition systems in a facility with no fixed floor plan. Again, the partitions could be rearranged. The court said personal property. The pattern in those winning cases is movability. The partitions could be taken down and put back up somewhere else. The building did not need them to stand. They organized the interior, nothing more. Mallinckrodt's partitions were the opposite. They were fixed permanently. You cannot remove them without damaging things. They were not going to be relocated or reused. The court said that made all the difference. Because the Mallinckrodt partitions shared the characteristics of a permanent building element, they were structural components. Section 1250, 39-year depreciation. So, where does this leave you? Mallinckrodt is the bookend case. It tells you where the partition argument stops working. A movable, demountable partition system is personal property. A permanently attached drywall partition that cannot leave without causing damage is structural. A well-prepared cost segregation study uses this case honestly. It claims the movable systems and leaves the fixed drywall partitions alone. Making claims on permanently attached partitions would put your study in territory the courts have already settled against you. The broader principle Mallinckrodt reinforces is this: when courts evaluate building components, permanence matters. The harder something is to remove, the less likely it qualifies for faster write-off. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how this case connects to your property, check the legal section of your report.